Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast, where today we've turned 20. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. Entertainment Earth has been serving the world of action figures. We've been working as a company since 1995, but Entertainment Earth proper opened for business on April 1st, 1996, where Star Wars, Kenner action figures, and vehicles went on sale. And we've expanded to sell a lot more things like video game stuff, which I love to talk about, but we don't sell a lot of games, because that's the business. Last week, what did we have new to tell you about? I believe it's pronounced Miitomo, or Miitomo. I don't know, but maybe you do. It's Nintendo's first iOS app, and it's been released in, I think, worldwide now. There's a minigame in it, there's Mii stuff, and there's supposed to be some way to get rewards that I haven't looked into yet, which I need to do, but you can download that now and give it a shot. A new and short trailer for and demo for Final Fantasy XV went up. I hear it's a short play and a long download, but the stills look gorgeous, so there's that. PlayStation 4 added a lot of new games since we last talked, so I'll just talk about mostly this week's games. Adam's Venture, Chronicles of Teddy, Griffin Knight Epic, MLB The Show 16, Knights of Azure, No Time to Explain, Organic Panic, Peacefall, RBI Baseball 16, Resident Evil 6, and Unepic. But what's really exciting, one of the reasons I am the man I am today, Arcade Archives, Life Force. I love Life Force. I don't know if you've ever played it. Great video game. It was on, most of people who've ever heard of it played the NES version, which wasn't exactly like the arcade version. This is the arcade version, and you get Life Force and you get Salamander from Japan, so you get both versions. There's also another port that's different, because there's, if you're really crazy, there's Salamander in Japan, American Life Force, and a Japanese game called Life Force, which has a different power-up system and a reskinned game where graphics look very, very different. So there's three versions of this game. This PS4 download has two of them. I recommend it highly. $7.99. You might say, it's not worth $7.99. Because this is what happens when you get older. I know this is going to sound like bonkers to some of you. Understandable to others. The Life Force arcade machine was something I played at a pizza place when I was a little kid. I loved it. I wanted one. I found one for sale. It's in the other room now. It was a long road trip, but I paid a lot more than $70.99 for it. Because, you know, gas alone is a couple of bucks a gallon, so it's going to be more than $8. So get it. It's fun. It's a two-player simultaneous shooter from Konami. You got little spaceships. You blow stuff up. Could you ask for a better game? Yes. Will you get one? Probably not. PlayStation 3, MLB The Show 16. The Vita got Sid Meier's Civilization Revolution 2 Plus, Malia, Knight Solitaire, Unepic, and Trillion God of Destruction. Wii U owners can get Shantae, Risky's Revenge, Director's Cut, Chronicles of Teddy, Pixel Cross, Lovely Planet, Six Hand Video Poker, and Now I Know My ABCs, as well as retro games Yoshi's Story and Super Mario Sluggers. 3DS owners can now enjoy Hyrule Warriors Legends, if you're a Zelda fan, and Justice Chronicles, as well as the Super Nintendo downloads. I think it's only on the new 3DS. Earthbound, Super Mario Kart, and Donkey Kong Country. All good choices. Happy anniversary from Entertainment Earth. It's a big week for us. We turned 20, so we're marking a bunch of prices down to $20. We had a number of $50 items up this morning, marked down to $20, including Hikari figures. We got Sailor Moon stuff. We got all kinds of neat things that you need to check out on our website right now, because when they're gone, and a lot of them are gone, so they're gone. We also have Dragon models on sale, and there may be other interesting new things going up. I'm not going to confirm or deny it. We're going to have a great celebration all month long, where we are going to give you free gifts with orders and other great stuff, too. I don't even know what the free gifts are, so it's going to be exciting. They won't tell me. I don't know why they won't tell me, but it's supposed to be really good, so get excited. New arrivals this week include restock of the Mega Man wearable helmet prop replica. I have one, it fits, and it's nice. I like it. You should get one. We put up new pre-orders for the Mega Man 5-pack mini helmet set, which is like the big one, but smaller. You can't wear it. Maybe if you had a kitten. We also put up Five Nights at Freddy's 2-inch vinyl figure set, number 2, and Titanfall M-Core Ogre 20-inch action figures. You can order all of these right now. They will ship when they are ready, and you will have them, and you don't have to worry about it. So that's why pre-orders are awesome. I ordered a lot of stuff this week, an embarrassing quantity of plastic people, but that's what we do in this business. So check out our website, look at our deals, order something if you feel like it. We've been here for 20 years. I'm hoping we'll be here for a lot more than 20 more, because otherwise I'm going to have to work with something that isn't toys, and I don't know if I can do the whole encyclopedia salesman thing in a digital age. So see you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast. Follow us on Twitter, EntEarth. Follow us on our news blog at news.entertainmentearth.com, and sign up for our newsletter. It's quite nice. See you next time, everybody.